Parshas Ekev, okay, always comes out after Shabbos Nachamu. The Haftarah this week is one of the Sheva de Nechemta, the seven Haftarahs of Nechama that we have after Tisha B'Av. And Parshas Ekev is filled with many, many important psukim and important lessons for us to learn. Pasuk says, beginning of Parsha, Perikhas Pasuk Gimel, a person should know that a person doesn't live only on bread, but on whatever Hashem gives a person, Yichye Ha'odom. In the Midbar there was no bread, we had the man, and Hashem fed us for 40 years with the man in the Midbar. Parnasa comes from Hashem. In the Midbar they sort every day, they had just enough man for that day. If they left over man for the next day, it would spoil. And the next morning, the man came down again. The Dunna Magid says over a marshal, how you have to realize that Parnassah comes from Hashem. Famous marshal, maybe the different versions to the marshal, but there was once an Oni, he was traveling from one town to another. And he comes into a certain town, he's starving, he hasn't eaten in days, and he needs food. And he walks up the street, and there are two houses, one on one side of the street, one on the other side of the street. Picks one of the houses, he knocks on the door. Little did he know that on one side of the street there was a big Machnas Eirich who took everybody into his house and he fed them and gave them to eat. And on the other side of the street there was an Osher who was a big miser, a big Kamson, very stingy with his money. And just on his mazel, he knocks on the wrong door. He knocks on the door of the miser. He knocks on the door. And the miser himself opens the door, and the Ani says, "Bread, I need bread." And the Asher says to him, "Bread? The Pasuk says, 'Bizeyas apecha teicha lechem.' You want bread? The Pasuk says you have to work for your bread. You want bread? I have wood in the backyard. You go chop the wood for me, and then we'll feed you afterwards. But if you want bread, I don't give bread for free. First you have to work." The Ani is shvach, doesn't have much chayach, but what could he do? He finally has an offer for some bread, for some food. He goes to the back and he chops the wood. Finally, hours later, when he finishes, he comes back to the miser. He says, "Okay, I finished. Now please feed me." The miser says, "No problem. Go across the street and tell them I sent you for a meal. Tell them you worked and tell them I sent you for a meal." He goes across the street, he knocks on the door and he says, "Can you please feed me? I just put in my time. I did my work across the street." And they say to him, "Work? In this house, you don't have to work. In this house, we feed anybody who comes to the door. There's no need to work. Anybody who comes to the door, we take in and we feed. This house is open for Achnasas Arachim. If you would have come here right away in the beginning, you wouldn't have had to work. All the work that you did was for naught, was not necessary." Says the Dunna Magid, that's us. We go through life, and we think the parnasa comes from the wrong door. We knock on this door, we knock on that door for parnasa. We knock here, we try this eitzah. And even if we don't do a pile, we dream about it. We dream about this scheme and that scheme, how we're going to make it, how this is going to work out for us, how that's going to work out, if only this. And we dream about parnasa, and we knock on all the wrong doors. A little do we realize that Hashem has it all prepared for us. Hashem has it all ready for us. We just have to know where to go. As long as we realize that the parnasa comes from Hashem, it's not our doing, it's not our kayach. It's not our ability. It's ki hakol mitzvah fi Hashem yichiyadim. It all comes from Hashem. Then a person's panos comes. Of course, a person has to make a shtatlus. A person can't sit back and say, "I'm going to sit here and wait for the food to come." A person has to go in and make a shtatlus. But the shtatlus is not the only thing that a person has to do. And a person has to be careful not to overdo it. The shtatlus should be done together with tefillah, together with bitachin, together with trust in Hashem. And then a person is zeichet to have his panos. And a person needs any proof that Hashem sent Parnasa, the mon is the best proof. Yirmiyah Hanov, Aaron HaKayin hid the mon. Yirmiyah took out the mon years later, and he showed it to Bnei Yisrael when they weren't learning, and they weren't setting aside time for Talmud Torah. He took out the mon and he showed them, "Why are you so busy your whole day with Parnasa? Hashem could supply Parnasa." Person has to make their shtadus, but the shtadus has to be together with his avodas Hashem. Pasuk says in Perik Tes, Pasuk Yud, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ve'esa oischa megoygodim." I'll make you into a big nation. No, sorry, it's okay, I don't see the pasuk right now. But after the Egel, Hashem says to Moshe that I'll start off with you. I'll destroy Bnei Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, Ve'esa, Oischo, Egal, and I'll make you into a big nation. I'll go and I'll start a new nation from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu stands up and defends Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe says, Ve'im amcha, v'nachoscha, asher etzesa, v'chaychacha, ha'godol, v'zuriacha, natuya. Klal Yisrael is your nation, your inheritance you took out of Mitzrayim, v'chaychacha, ha'godol, with your great koyach, your outstretched arm. How could you destroy Bnei Yisrael? And the Sefer Rishon LeZion, and he brings down the Gemara above Metzia to explain the conversation that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara tells us that a Roya, a shepherd, who's watching the sheep, what extent does the Roya have to go to protect the sheep? And he tells it over, the shepherd goes to the dayan of the city and he says to the judge, to the dayan, tell me, I'm watching the sheep. What should I do if a wolf comes to attack the sheep? What's my responsibility? What should I do? And the dayan says to him, if a wolf comes to attack the sheep, take a stick and scream and try to scare off the wolf. You have a responsibility to scare him off. And the shepherd says, that's good if it's one wolf. And what should I do if many wolves come? A whole pack of wolves come to attack. What should I do? And the dayan says, if that's the case, you have to scream for help. Scream at the top of your lungs. Help, and people should come and help you. Scream for help, people should come and help you. The shepherd says, it's all very nice, but if someone comes, they're not going to want to help me for free. They want to be paid for their time, for their effort. What should I do? So the dayan says, promise that you're going to pay them on the cheshbon of Barabbas, the owner of the sheep, on his cheshbon, you'll pay them. And the shepherd says, and how much should I promise them? Up until how much money should I promise I'm going to pay them? The dayan says, up until the full value of the sheep. You can promise them that if they come and help you and save the sheep, you'll pay them up until the full value of the sheep. So the shepherd is alarmed. The shepherd says, if that's the case, why should I bother to scream for help at all? Why don't I just let the wolf attack the sheep and the owner will take the loss? Either way, the owner's going to suffer the loss. If I scream for help, what happens? I'm going to have to pay all the people that come the full value of the sheep. So the owner at the end of the day will get back his physical sheep, but he'll have to pay the full value to those people that came and helped him. So why should I bother to go through the whole process? Why don't I just let the wolf attack the sheep? And the owner will suffer the loss. Either way, he has to suffer the loss of the sheep. And the answer is because the owner would rather have his own sheep back. He'd rather have the sheep that he already knows. They know him. He already trained. He's used to them. They're used to him. He'd rather have the same sheep back and not have to start over with new sheep and break them in again and train them in again. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ve'esel oischol gagol. Let's start over. Klal Yisrael is an amkashay oirif. They're stubborn, stiff-necked people. Let's start over. We'll start over a new nation with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll make you into a big nation." What does Moshe answer back? Hashem, "Ve'im amcha v'nachoscha. How could you trade in Bnei Yisrael? This is the nation that you took out of Mitzrayim. This is the nation that you did great nisim to. These are the ones that you trained already. They saw your nisim. They saw your kayach. They know who you are. How could you just give them up and start off with another nation with new people who never saw your nisim, never saw your kayach, never saw what you could do? It's true that I'm kishay yairif, but the amcha v'nachoscha, and the fact that they're the ones that are your sheep, and they already saw your nisim, they already saw your kayach, and they saw what you could do, how can you give up such a nation? Everybody has their amkashay oirif, everybody has their weak points, their stubbornness, but him amcha v'nachoscha, they're your nation, and therefore, Klal Yisrael deserves to be saved. The pasuk says, "As Hashem alkecha tira, ois lo savoid, uvoy sidbok, uvishmoiti shoveya." Shafir Hashem, connect yourself to Hashem, you can swear in Hashem's name. "Es Hashem alkecha tira," that should be pasuk yud, perik yud pasuk chof. If I'm right. Yeah, okay. Perik yud pasuk chof, "Es Hashem alkecha tira." Famous Gemara, the Gemara Darshan, Shimon Ham Saini Dairesh Kol Essen Shabbatira. Shimon Ham Saini Darshan, every word S in the Torah. Remember, said the word S is a reboy, it's Marbe, it comes to include something else. He Darshan the word S. Every letter S. He came to this Pasuk, Hashem HaKachatira, Pirish. Kevon Shigio as Hashem Kechatira. When he reached this pasuk, Hashem Kechatira, he stopped. Because what else could he be marvel? Who else should you fear besides Hashem? Who else should you fear together with Hashem? Who else could you include? What else can you include? So he was Pirish, he stopped. So the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, what will be with all the Essen that you dashened? What about all the Droshes that you dashened up until now? And he gave his famous answer, Kishem shekibalti schar lahadrisha, kach kibalti schar lahaprisha. Just like I received schar for all the learning and all the darshan and all the explaining that I did until now, I'll receive schar for stopping. Now that I realize that S is not a riboy, because S Hashem al-Kachatira can't be marve anybody else, I'm stopping and I'll be makabel schar, I'll receive schar for stopping when I realize that I was wrong. Ad shibari of Yakiva v'limeit, Turab Akiva came along and he taught Es, Verabbo is Talmidei Chachamim. Es comes to include Talmidei Chachamim. That the same way one has Moira from Hashem, a person has to have Moira fear of Talmidei Chachamim. Es is Marbe Talmidei Chachamim. Isn't Shimon Hamsaini right? How could Es be Marbe Talmidei Chachamim? How could he be Marbe Talmidei Chachamim? Fear Talmidei Chachamim like Hashem? And I think this Duma Magid says over Moshe. Says over Moshe. There was once a blind man. And the blind man couldn't go anywhere by himself. And he had a nar, a mashareis, so he used to take him around from place to place. And wherever the blind man went, the mashareis would walk with him and lead him and bring him from one place to another. This blind man had to travel one time, he had to leave the country. He had to go to a different country. Before one leaves the country, he needs a passport to leave the country. So the mashareis brings him down to the government offices, and he takes him from one office to another, one room to another, and he arranges for the blind man to have a passport to be able to leave the, to be able to leave the country. Once they have a passport, the blind man goes home, and together with the mashareis, they pack, and he gets all his bags ready and his valises, and they're waiting for the day to come. Finally, the big day comes when they're traveling, they get into the wagon, and they travel, and they travel, and they come to the border. They come to the border, the soldiers are standing there, passport please. The blind man tells the mashareis, give the soldier the passport. Pulls out the passport, gives it to the soldier. The soldier says, very good, that's for the blind man, that's your passport. And he says to the mashareis, and where's your passport? You're going with him, you need a passport also to cross the border. Where's yours? And the blind man says, he's together with me. My passport is good enough for him also.
No way.
The soldier says, no way. After 9/11, right? No way, can't do it anymore. Doesn't work. Your passport's not good enough for him. And the blind man says, what do you mean? Read, look at the passport. I'm telling you, the passport is good for both of us. Read it again. The soldier looks at it. It only says, for the blind man, doesn't say a word about the Masharis, nothing about the Masharis. He said to the blind man, I'm sorry, you could go, but he has to stay. He can't cross the border. The blind man says, read the passport out loud. Read exactly what it says in the passport. And the soldier reads it out loud. This document gives permission for the blind man, whatever his name is, to travel from one country to another. How? Says a blind man, aha.
How can I
travel? Aha. Everybody knows that a blind man can't travel by himself. A blind man can't see where he's going. If the passport gives me permission to travel, obviously means to travel with whomever and whatever is necessary for a blind man to travel. And therefore, the Masharis goes along with me. The passport is good enough for the Masharis also. Says it to the Magid, as Hashem al Kechatira. How do we know what it means to fear Hashem? Who teaches us what it means to fear Hashem? What's Meir Shemayim? What does it mean to fear Hashem? What are we supposed to do? Who teaches us? A person has to know what to do. Mitzvahs, Torah, the Essen, the Lavin, what mitzvahs to do, what he's not allowed to do. Who teaches us how to fear Hashem? Talmidei Chachamim. The Pasuk says to fear Hashem, it includes in the Pasuk whatever is necessary to fear Hashem. Whomever is necessary for us to learn what it means to fear Hashem. And who are the ones who teach us to have Moir from Hashem? Talmidei Chacham. Says Hashem Kechatira comes to include Talmidei Chacham. Because without Talmidei Chachamim, we wouldn't understand, we wouldn't know what it means to have, what it means to have Moir from Hashem. Again, the Pasuk says, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis, famous Pasuk, Mo Hashem Lekecha Shoyel Me'imach, Kiim Liyiras Hashem Lekecha. What does Hashem ask of you? Only to fear Hashem. And the Gemara asks, "V'chi yira milsas drosihi?" Is yiras Hashem such a small thing? The pasuk makes it sound like it's a kleinigkeit. What does Hashem want from you? a little yira shemayim, kiyim liyira. And the Gemara asks, is it such a small thing? And the Gemara answers, in, gave Moshe Rabbeinu, milsus adrosahi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's taka small. The Gemara compares it and says, if someone asks you for a big keli, and you have it, then it's like a small thing. If somebody asks you for a small keli, and you don't have it, it's like you're missing a big keli. It's all relative. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushimayim was taka, Yerushimayim is taka small. The Chedush Erim says, and it fits very well at the beginning of the parasha, that there are two things people do the opposite of what they should do. The world does, fakat, the opposite of what they should do. When it comes to Parnasa, and when it comes to Yerushimayim. Parnasa, we wrote in the beginning of the parasha, is Biyad Hashem. Ki ha-kol moitza fi Hashem yichi adam. And what do people do when it comes to Parnasa? They tend to forget it's Biyad Hashem. It's all koichi go'itim yodi, and they're running here, running there, and they're trying everything. Parnasa takes precedence of anything else. They give up their learning, they give up their time of avodas Hashem for their Parnasa. When the truth is the opposite is true. Parnasa is Biyad Hashem. When it comes to Yerushimayim, Yerushimayim, yeah, it's good. I'll daven a little bit, have a Yerushimayim. And they don't realize that just the opposite is true. Hakol bidei shemayim, chutz mi Yerushimayim. Everything is bidei shemayim, except for Yerushimayim. Yerushimayim is up to the person himself. A person has to acquire Yerushimayim. And a person has to work on himself. Just thinking about it doesn't do it. Just a person has to put his kaychis into it. And a person has to work on himself to have Yerushimayim. When it comes to Yerushimayim, it's not just to say, I'm an Elohim to have Yerushimayim. A person has to work on it. Parnasa, a person could sit back, it's Biyad Hashem. People do it fakert, then they're supposed to do it. The Chedush Erim explained the words, HaKol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yerushimayim, with a kenech. Famous taich in HaKol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yerushimayim. The Pasha taich is that everything is Bidei Shemayim, whether a person is an Asher, an Ani, a Gibor, whatever midos a person has, it's all bidei shemayim. Before the baby is born, is he a chacham, is he a shait, is he a gibor, is he a cholosh? It's all bidei shemayim. He's tall, he's short, all bidei shemayim. Except, if it has yira shemayim, that's up to the person himself. Says the Chedush Erim, hakol bidei shemayim. Every bakasha that a person asks, it's bidei shemayim to say yes or no. A person asks a bakasha. Not every bakasha that we would like to happen, we'd like to see fulfilled, comes true. Sometimes we daven, we ask a bakasha, and we see an answer. And sometimes we don't see the answer right away. We don't see an answer. We don't understand. Hakol bidei shemayim. All bakashas that a person asks are bidei shemayim. Chutz except mi yiras shemayim. The person davens truthfully, honestly, with a full heart for yiras shemayim. That's his bakasha. He asks for yiras shemayim. Such a bakasha is never refused. A person who davens for Yira Shemayim, that's not Bidei Shemayim. That's not a choice in Shemayim whether to say yes or no. Such a bakasha is always answered when a person is given Yira Shemayim. If he really means it and he really wants it and he really asks for it, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, accept a bakasha of Yira Shemayim, such a bakasha is always answered. The Stolen Rebbe, Rav Oshem Stolen, had a very interesting relationship with his Hasidim. It was more a relationship of Ava, of love, than of Yira, than of fear. And one time he asked one of the Chassidim, are you afraid of me at all? Do you have any yira for me? Rabbi asked the Chassid, are you afraid of me at all? Do you have any fear? And the Chassid was very astounded, taken aback. He didn't know what to answer. So he froze, he was quiet. So the Stolen Rabbi asked him a second time, do you have at least a little bit of yira for me? At least some yira. Are you afraid of me a little bit? The Chassid was still very, very taken aback. He didn't know what to answer. So the Rabbi asked him a third time, and he said, don't you have any yira for me at all? Aren't you afraid of me at all? So finally, Chassid pulled himself together and he said, the yira that I have is that I shouldn't do anything to ruin the love between us. I'm afraid that I shouldn't do something wrong to ruin the love that's between us. When the Stolen Rebbe heard that, he said, oh, that's the emissary yira. That's true yira. True yira is, person's afraid they should ruin the ava between us. When it comes to yiras Hashem, person should be afraid to do something wrong because of ruin the Ava between us. There's Yiras Hashem, there's Avas Hashem. The Yira, there's Yiras Ha'anish, that's on a lower madrega. It's a higher level. A person is afraid to do anything wrong. If they're doing anything wrong, he ruins the Ava, he ruins the love that's between him and Hashem. We have in this week's parasha of Ahoyim Shemaya,
The pasuk says, "Lo'abadai b'chol levav v'chem v'chol nafshichem." And the Gemara darshins, "B'chol levav v'chem ezuhi avoyda shebelev." What's avoyda shebelev? Zui tefila. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Bechai in this week's parasha about the koyach tefila, which gave me a tremendous chizuk. And I just we haven't done this in a while. Just see it inside. It's a tremendous chizuk from Rabbeinu Bechai on the koyach of tefila. It's kedai to see it inside.
Have you
found this before? No, I don't think so. But it's tremendous. Okay. So a little bit inside, and then we'll say our story or two. Okay. It says, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Avodai B'chol Levavchem. Okay. I forgot for the whole, Darshu Rabbi Seinu Zal, Ezuhi Avodah Shebelev. What is Avodah Shebelev? Have you aimed Zut Filo? How does a person work with his heart? You don't work with the heart. You work with your hands, feet. Avodah Shebelev is tefillah. V'chein Omer Razal in Yerushalmi and Brachos, Avodah Zut Filo, Avodah is tefillah. Shekein Nema B'Daniel, Kochti Ad Polach Lei, Hashem that you worship, you bow down, V'chi Yesh Puchon B'Bobel, is any Avodah in Bobel? El Hashem Shehoim Espalel. It means that Daniel davened to Hashem. Shnema B'chavim B'sichon Lei. V'chein David Hashalom Hu Aymeh, David said, Tikoin Tefilosi K'toyres L'fanecho. V'yomru Razal, Tefilo is k'neged Temidim Tiknum. Tefilo is k'neged the Karban Tamid. Says Rabbeinu Bachya. Tzarech Atel Adas. And a person has to know, Ki koyach ha-tefilo gadol, afilo l'shanois ha-teva. The power of tefilo is great, even to change, we'll call it nature. U'lehi notzel minas hakona, and to save a person from danger, u'levatel ha-nigzar, to mevatel a gezeiro. L'shanois ha-teva. Where do we see tefilo could change teva? Me-Yitzchok. From Yitzchok Avinu. Shinem, like it says, Vayeta Yitzchok Hashem Renoichach Ishnoi. Yitzchok was mispalel to Hashem opposite his wife. V'darshu Razal, Mepnei Manas Akru Himois. Why were the Himois? Why were they Akara? Sarah was an Akara, Rivka was an Akara, Rachel was an Akara, Mepnei Shakarish Baruch, who misavil the Tfilos and Shel Tzadikim. Because Hashem desires the Tfil of the Tzadikim. Biar Wanu Bekan. Here it's explained to us, Kiloi Boho Akara Su Himois, El Mepnei HaTfilo. They were Akarois, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Tfilos. Uch Shes Palo Bezeh. And when they davened, what happened? Neshtana Ben HaTeva. The Teva changed. So Tfilah is a Koyach to change Teva. Even though B'Teva they were Akarois, and they could not have children, Tfilah was able to overcome that. L'him Notzel Min HaSakana. Where do we see Tfilah saves from HaSakana? B'Mashikos, it says in Tehillim, Yardei Ha'am Ba'aniyois, those that went down to the ocean in the ships, Vayomer, Vayamed, Ruach Sa'ora, a strong wind came, Vatrimgalov, and the waves rose, Yalu Shemayim, Yerdu Sahaimois, Navsham Bersmaigog. Vayitzaku al Hashem, they screamed out to Hashem, Batsalam in the distress, Vixivasrei, and afterwards it says, Yokim Sa'ora, Womich Shugalim. The wind quieted down, the waves quieted down, they were saved. Umikan, Shatfilo, Megina, Lasakona. From here we go, Tfilo saves from a person's in danger. And Levate Hanigzar. We see tefillah helps from Mevatel Agzera. Mechizkiyah, from Chizkiyah. Shehoyis tefillah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chamesh Esrei Shana, V'koyach HaTefillah. Hashem made it on to Chizkiyah 15 years to his life because of tefillah. Shenema, Shemati es tefillah secha. I heard your tefillah, Re'isi es demasecha, I saw your tears. Hineni Yosef al Yomecha, I will add on to your life, Chamesh Esrei Shana, 15 years. Umilas Yosef ul Ois, Shehoyis manai kotzov, V'nigza, Chizkiyah was supposed to die, and the Gezerah was overturned. His tefillah helped Levatel Hanigzar Mevatel the Gezerah. So you see, tefillah helps L'shanes HaTeva to be safe from Sakana to Mevatel Gezerah. Da'afilu Mashigaza Olav Hashem Yisbarach Evshiloi L'shbatel the Koyach HaTefillah. Even when Hashem was Goyza in a person, could be overturned, could be annulled, canceled with tefillah. Shekein Amaloi Chizkiyah Yishaya Ben Amoitz. Chizkiyah said to Yishaya, Kalei Nevuoscha V'tzei. When Yishaya told Chizkiyah he's going to die, Chizkiyah told Yishaya, stop your nevuah and go out. Kach in the Kublanim Beis Avi Abba, was Mekabel from Beis Avi Abba, Dovid HaMelech, Afil Cherev Munachas Al Tzavaroi Shel Odom. Even when a sharp sword is lying on a person's neck, Al Yimna Atzma, he shouldn't hold himself back, when a Rachim from Rachmanis, Shnemuk says, Hein Yiktuleini Loya Yachal. Even when Yiktuleini, so to speak, a person is going to die, to Hashem HaMesbalo. Hoydiyonu bekan, shatfilo l'maylo min ha-nevuah. This mice of Chizki and Yishai, you see that tefillah is on a higher level than nevuah. Klaim min amakom shmishum toitzis nevuah l'neviim. Because Yishai said his nevuah, and Chizki's tefillah was able to overcome the nevuah. He told him, "Kali nevuah schov etzei." Tefillah has tremendous koyach. Everybody finds themselves in situations throughout life where most times we think we have the answers. We know we have the answer what to do. But there are times where we're stuck. We don't know what to do. The person has to realize the role that tefillah plays. And even when we think we have the answers and we know what to do, we have to realize that's not the ikar. The ikar is the tefillah. Just two short stories. A chassid once came to Ramat Chamin Shchez and he asked him, there's a chayil in the house. He needs a raifei mumcha, an expert doctor. So he asked the Rebbe, Ramat Chamin Shchez, for an expert doctor. So Ramat Chamin told him, go to the professor from Hanapoli. Go to the professor in Hanapoli. Okay? That time a doctor was called a professor. Go to the professor in Hanapoli. So the chassid travels to Hanapoli, and he comes into town, and he says, where's the professor? Where's the doctor? I need an expert doctor. And the people tell him, sorry, but this is a small little shtetl here. There's no doctor, there's no professor, nobody here that answers to that title in this town. Can't help you out. But the Rebbe sent me here, there has to be a doctor in the town. There's no doctor here, there's no professor here. He goes back to the Ramat Chamin Shchez, very disappointed, and he says, Rebbe, you sent me all the way. I went to Hanapoli, and there's no doctor. What should I do? So the Ramat Chamin Shchez says to him, tell me, the people in Hanapoli, what do they do when they become sick? What do they do when they need a doctor? So the chassid says, I don't know. Mistamare Davin, there's no doctor. Mistamare Say Tehillim, Mistamare Davin. Says Ramat Chamin, oh, that's exactly who I sent you to. The professor of Hanapoli, the one that they go to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When they need a refuah, that's exactly who I sent you to. Davin Tashem. The truth is, we need the shtadlus. We're not in such a mudrag. We all need the shtadlus. But we all have to realize that the shtadlus and tefillah have to go together. A person can't take the tefillah and make it the ikr. The tefillah has to be the ikr, and together with the tefillah, a person needs the shtadlus. The Chafetz Chaim, he came to Grodno in Tofresh Pei Dalet, in 1924. For Sifa, the Vada Yeshivas, he came in 1924. Chafetz Chaim came, people came from all over to receive a bracha from the Chafetz Chaim. And they wanted the Chafetz Chaim to daven for them, be mespalel for them. The crowd got so big, people were coming from all over. The Chafetz Chaim said, I don't understand why everyone's coming and asking me to daven for them. Everyone knows that the father wants to see each one of his sons. The father wants each one of his sons to personally bring his bakasha to them. And not to have the son's bakasha brought through a shliach, through a messenger. A father would rather that the son presents his petition, his bakashas, his requests, personally, not through a shliach. I, says the Chofetz Chaim, maybe you're all afraid that Hashem won't listen to your tefillos. Hashem is angry at you, and Hashem won't listen to your tefillos. Chofetz Chaim says, it's better if a person davens for himself. And I guarantee you, he said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for everybody to return to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for every person to come back to him and return. We have to try, we have to go ahead and be mispalo. But a person davens to Hashem, he creates that kesher, that connection to Hashem, and tefillah has a tremendous, tremendous kayach. But a person has to realize that it's not him, it's not what he does, it's the kayach of tefillah that we have. We have the Shiv de Nechemta, the seven Atayras of Nechama, Ristik with Shabbos Nachamu, the first of Taira, Pashas Ekev is the second of the Nechamais. We're in a season now of Nechama, after the Aveilus, after Tisha B'Av is over, Hashem is it's comforting us. It's a time where there's no chama, there's no comfort in the air, and a time where a person could yes bakashas and a person could be comforted. We should talk about zaycha that we should understand what tefillah means, and we should be able to daven from the heart. Uavda b'chol v'avchem, avoyd shemelayv zut tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear about bakashas, to fill about bakashas with taiva. We should all be zaycha. The same Mashiach came here. Remain on.